walk into a battle, will I be a strong man as I hold this rifled musket in my trembling hands?
July 2nd, the forces have moved generally east from Seminary Ridge.
On the morning of July 2nd, Robert E. Lee had to deal with the problem that the Army of the Potomac, the Union Army, had concentrated at Gettysburg far faster than he had expected, and occupied not only Cemetery Hill, but Culp's Hill, just to the east, and then the long tail line of Cemetery Ridge, which descends from Cemetery Hill, pointing southwards. For most of July 2nd, the far right flank of the Confederate attack moves right up to where we're standing here on a rocky hill known as Little Round Top. And here, Alabama and Texas troops clambered up and over these rocks, attempting to capture this hill. They were stopped by desperate fighting by a Union brigade under Strong Vincent from Erie, Pennsylvania. One of the regiments of that brigade has become famous in the storytelling of Gettysburg. That was the 20th Maine under Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, formerly a professor of rhetoric at Bowdoin College, no professional military man, but yet who really does the right thing here on Little Round Top to help save the day for the Union Army by fixing bayonets with his regiment and charging downhill at the Confederates, doing unto another before they do it to you, so to speak. But Chamberlain was actually only one of many who performed deeds like that during this July 2nd afternoon. Here on Little Round Top, Colonel Patrick O'Rourke of the 140th New York brings his regiment up just in the nick of time to save one other part of Little Round Top. And then there is fighting all across places known as the wheat field, the peach orchard, where again, over and over, individual Union units and Union officers acting on their own initiative without a whole lot of direction in the confusion of battle, helped save by the most narrowest of margins positions that the Confederates would have overrun. By the time the sun sets on July 2nd, the Confederates have acquired a lot of ground here on the south end of the Gettysburg battlefield, but they have not put the Army of the Potomac out of action, and what is more, they have not managed to capture Cemetery Hill. They have, however, put 5 of the 7 infantry corps of the Army of the Potomac effectively out of action. And so it is the conclusion of Robert E. Lee that with the Union Army so clearly on the ropes, one more good blow would put them on the canvas. That is the blow he will plan for the next day, July 3rd, 1863, the great attack to be known as Pickett's Charge.
And pray for me to go to heaven, should I die.
Tomorrow, history hangs in the balance. I'm Steve Frommeer.